Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Team Toby Positive Radio Show with your host, Charmaine Hammond. Join us each week as Charmaine and her Team Toby Pack improve lives by teaching kindness, acceptance, and respect. Our mission is to get listeners into the conversation about living a fulfilled, prosperous life through the unique and powerful animal-human bond. Be part of the team and lead the way of change. Find us on the web, Facebook, and YouTube at The Original Team Toby and on Twitter at Team Toby 2. Here's your host, Charmaine Hammond.
Hello, everyone. It's Charmaine Hammond with Positive Radio, and I'm so excited to be here today interviewing Shauna Hsu. And we have just met actually through an incredible organization called the Women in the Pet Industry Network. You'll hear me using the acronym WIPIN, Women in Pet Industry Network. I've only been a member for 48 hours, folks, and I'll tell you, the energy in this group is just unbelievable. We're going to be having a number of the WIPIN guests on the show coming up over the next few months, which I'm delighted about because they represent all different kinds of businesses related to the pet industry world. Now today, Shauna Hsu, our guest, is a CSP, which stands for Certified Speaking Professional. So she is a professional speaker and also a member of the National Speaker Association, which I know you've heard about me talk about on previous shows, NSA. Now, Women in the Pet Industry Network is the only cross-category network that serves all levels and types of pet professionals in the world. Their members are everyone from pet manufacturers, pet sitters, groomers, to experts in pet loss, as well as retailers in the pet business world. They represent all kinds of animals and all types of people, so it's a diverse, interesting, and fun group. WIPIN's philosophies are super clear. It's to grow ourselves and each other and the network, to give each other, which is the focus our pets teach us, and to connect in various ways for mutual benefit. Their website is awesome, and it's womeninthepetindustry.com. Welcome to the show, Shauna.
Well, I'm excited to be here, and you're a perfect WIPIN member because talk about enthusiasm and excitement. That's you, Charmaine.
Thank you. Well, there's something about animals in business that just kind of puts that little bounce in our step. Isn't that true?
It's so true. They make you giggle. I was out feeding my goat earlier today, and he's just hysterical. And I got him all trained, or let's just say he has me all trained. You know, you open the gate, and he's like trotting over to where he gets fed, you know.
So. Oh, boy. Animals are incredible, and they really do connect people. I mean, look at who I've connected with you right through the organization. So animals connect people, and that's one of the reasons I wanted to have you on the show, Shauna, is to really talk about WIPIN. And I know we have lots of members from animal shelters, animal businesses, therapy groups that may not have heard of WIPIN. So we're going to talk about the benefits of the industry, of the network, the types of business that are involved. But before we go there, you have this world as well as a CSP, a professional speaker. You speak at all kinds of events. Tell our listeners a little bit more about what you speak on.
Thanks. Well, and actually, it's kind of an interesting story the way I got involved with this because I've been a business speaker for a long time, and I deal mostly with sales and how people communicate and how they do presentation, how they do persuasion, how they just everything that has to do with advanced people skills. And mm-hmm. So I'd been speaking, and then I went and got all my certificates and my master's certificate in neurolinguistic programming so that I could be an even better communicator. And one day I was talking to an executive who I love. I love working with smart people who are taking risks with their business. Just love it. Mm-hmm. And I finally looked at him, and I said, "You would be such a better leader if you had a dog." And at first he was like, "Are you kidding me? They're dirty and they take too much time and effort." And I went, "Nevertheless, you know, they don't care if you can't fire them. You know, I mean, they're going to be really true to you, you know, how well you're communicating." And since then, this particular, you know, executive has gotten a dog and is a much better leader. And a light went on, and I went, we've been involved with the pet industry for so many years. My husband and I had a retail store. We had a equine and dog store. Oh. And then my husband and I have a boarding facility for horses and have for years. And my husband is has been a horseshoer way before we were married. He's been a horseshoer for 40 years. And so we always were in the business of it, but I didn't do that part of the business. I was very focused on business. So I went and got my certified speaking professional, and as you know, because I guess you're mirror yourself, studying, it takes a lot to get it. So I was on this track, and then the epiphany was, why aren't I working with people who already have pets? Because people who have pets think a different way and live a different way, and they're just different. And I'm doing the exact same things. I do presentations. I do executive coaching. I do facilitation. We will be having some masterminds and deeper work that we do within our group. But generally speaking, it's all, so the thread is everybody loves and digs animals. And that's how we make our living.
I really love these stories about what inspires people to get into business in the pet world, and you just really touched on it there, Shauna, you know, this passion for animals and that deep connection, and I really appreciate how you've been able to combine your passion for animals, your involvement in the pet world, as you said, through the retail stores and the boarding facility, and really make that your business. I love it when people find their niche market, and it's also their passion. So I'm a big fan, as you know, of Women in the Pet Industry Network, even though I'm one of the newer members. And I was just so excited by the sincere, generous desire of the members to support and help one another. The chatter on Facebook, for example, when somebody joins the group because they're a member of WIPN, you know, they're so welcomed and greeted with excitement and respect by the other members. So tell our listeners a little bit more about the Women in Pet Industry Network. And again, the website, folks, is womeninthepetindustry.com. So tell us about the network.
Thanks. And nothing excites me more. The network is so exciting, and the reason it's exciting is because it's filled with these incredible individuals. And people will say, well, it's all women, yes? And generally it is. We are, I'm going to say 98% women. We do have male members, and I always laugh. I always go, just a few smart men.
Yes.
they want to know what the women are doing. And more importantly, we're inclusive. It's like our herd of horses, and the herd of everybody has to get along. So we have every kind of animal on our farm, and they all, you know, there's a bit of pissing and you know, jostling to start with, and there we go, okay. That's the way this whole thing works. And there's no pissing or jostling in the network, really. But we welcome everybody. And my whole thing was, how do we act more like animals? And so, you know, they don't care what you look like or they just know that you're accepted because you show up. And that's our network. And then the philosophies are really strong. And so our goal is we don't sell to each other. And I think most networks, and I even have people say to me, well, we'll see. But truly, we don't sell to each other. Mm-hmm. We are there to help each other. And what happens naturally is business just starts happening.
Yeah.
You say, how do I help you? What ideas might you need? And next thing you know, they go, well, maybe you could help me, or maybe I should hire you. And there was something on Facebook earlier that said, have you heard of this service? And is there anybody in our network that does it? I'd rather hire them.
Wonderful.
Just think about how people say things like that. So we've decided we will all get together. And now, is it absolutely, as we grow, it's much more like I spend time talking with you, and now we're doing this interview so that we can spread that philosophy and gospel out. Because many people join things because of what it will do for them. And nothing will do anything for you if you don't give anything first, if you don't have the right heart when you come into it. If, you know, and I think a lot of new business people and a lot of humans, sometimes we're like, help me, or we ask people, you should help me, and that's not what the network's about. We should say, how do I give first? I might not know as much as you know, but I know something, and the minute you give, that's when doors open, and that's when people step up and say, not only will, thank you for giving to me, how do I give back to you, saying the relationship, and that's just good business for anybody listening to realize. And I
couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah, when I was doing speaker, I went up to other speakers. I was like, tell me everything I want to know anything. And what a silly way to do it. Now I need to be able to go, how do I help, whether it be a mature speaker or a younger speaker, how do I help you? How do I help
you? Absolutely.
And then,
well, it sounds like it's a relationship-based network. And you know, from my experience, Shauna, those are the kind of networks that people really stay connected to because, like you said, it's more than just about the business. It's about also behind the people behind the face of the business and those strong relationships and that desire to support one another and be a part of each other's growth and their success journey. Now, you have, when I was looking through the membership, it was really intriguing to me. You had the Within group is such a diverse group of professionals. I mean, there were dog groomers, authors, trainers of all different types of animals. There were people with retail businesses. Give the listeners a little bit more information about the types of members that join WIPN.
Well, and I love that because we have ferrets, we have ferret people, we have rescues, we have everything, and we even have a pet detective.
Cool.
And didn't even realize that there was this, and now there's an entire, there's a network of pet detectives. So
wow.
If you look at it, yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy great. And here's what's happened. All of the things that people want to do, we're living in the greatest times in history. For you, how come there isn't anybody searching for lost pets?
Yeah.
You know, how come there isn't that? We have pet tags where the minute that you a pet is lost and you know your pet gets lost, these people send it out everywhere to all of the people who you know, your neighborhood, everything. And they're retrieving pets faster than ever before.
Beautiful.
So especially women, they're going, there is a need here. When grieving, we've got amazing pet card manufacturers. Cathartic is one of our members, and they make those amazing. So when you lose, who knew that how important it would be to send a note to somebody who lost their pet? As if they lost anybody else in their family.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody who has an idea, we have a brand new member, not a brand new member, but a brand new product, she hasn't quite launched yet, for a dog toilet.
Wow.
So, I mean, they're teaching cats to go in toilets, so now they're doing a dog. I mean, intriguing, wonderful thing.
Yeah.
So anybody who has a half an idea joins the network, and really and truly they do it. They get a page on our website, which is great. But it really is so that you can meet somebody that maybe you partner together. You know, that gift with purchase thing. You know, like, well, if you're already using pet sitting services, what about these treats? Or what about this type of thing? So that, because that's what we do. We tell everybody what's great.
I think that's wonderful because, you know, there's so many products and services out there in the world. And I find now in today's market where we're so flooded by information, when somebody endorses a product or says in a newsletter or somewhere on Facebook, you know, this is a good product. I've used it with our pet. It works. Here's why. Here's information. When it comes from a source that I know and trust and like, it's so much more it quickens my decision to purchase that product because somebody I know and care about has actually used it. So I love that people are supporting one another like that and getting the word out about the products they believe in.
Yeah. And not just products, but services as well. I mean, from groomers to – one of the things I love about us, and one of my initial ideas with this whole thing is – as a businesswoman, I am studying, I was coaching and do coach lots of different businesses. But there's universal principles. Good business is good business. Good ideas are good ideas. So why do we read about other businesses? Because we want to learn their tips. So I thought in the industry, in the pet industry, there are groomer associations, and they all work on how to become better groomers.
Mm-hmm.
There is the American Pet Products Association, who belongs to us, that really about products. There's the Retailers Association. So if you look at all of these different associations and they're really working on their own but a lot of times there's no cross-pollination because you're like, well, I don't want to tell them all my secrets. But if we look at it like kind of like National Speakers Association does, we've got everything from business speakers to humorists to, you know, facilitators. And we just speak, we'll tell everybody everything. So if I can tell somebody who there is no competition. So a groomer should be helping a retailer, and a retailer should be helping a sitter should be helping an equine, you know, a boarding facility for horses. All of these veterinarians that we've got, and we've got exotics, and we've got fish people. So if we look at it and said, what are you doing? What's your best business tip? And you've got something that you never would have thought to use in an aquatic store, or the aquatic people are doing something so unique. There is no competition, and it makes the industry better. So
absolutely.
That's our gig.
I love that. I mean, and that's exciting for people, and it keeps the creativity high. It keeps the passion for the business high, and certainly builds strong, long-lasting relationships. Now, one of the things I also know, which attracted me to WIPN when I became a member, you also have events that that you host for Women in the Pet Industry Network. So tell us about your next event that you have.
You're fabulous. What a good interviewer. All right, so yes, we do events. And that was the other thing. We're an online network, so once you become a member, and it's so, I laugh. All my members are telling me I need to raise the fee, but it's just such a value. But one of the things that we know is that you don't, if you're not on the Facebook or you're kind of busy, sometimes you don't get as much value. So we decided when people meet up, when we're at industry events, let's get together.
Beautiful.
So we started with the major shows. There are a few that are major shows for manufacturers and retailers. And that, of course, is Super Zoo, which happens in Las Vegas. There's also Global, which is the American Pet Products Association that happens. It's now actually been moved to March. There's also Blog Pause. And for those of you who've not, your listeners that haven't heard of it, it is by far the preeminent conference for people who are learning social media for the pet industry, and they're great sponsors of Women in the Pet Industry. So there's Blog Pause, and then there's also the what used to be the Backer Shows, and now they're called Total Pet Expos. There's one in Chicago, and then this spring there will be one in Atlantic City. And so those were the first places we started. But now this weekend I will be at the Association of Professional Dog Trainers, because they're members of us. And so we'll get together and we'll meet at a booth, and anybody who's there, I will be walking the booth floor. We'll get together after to have a meetup just to sit and talk and giggle. And we also do a conference once a year. We had our first one this last year, and I had women come up to me and they go, I have never had all these people in one room and no one bitched. It was crazy. Everybody wanted to help each other.
Everyone was happy. That's awesome.
They all wanted to help each other. They came with the right attitude of giving first. And they walked away with contacts and people they could follow up with. It was just crazy great. And the content, all the speakers were amazing. So we're going to do that once a year in August.
Excellent.
So hopefully, and I know you'll be there, maybe a speaker next year.
I'm gonna be at the event regardless. It's in my calendar already.
I
put it in my calendar before I joined. I think I was sharing that with you on the phone the other day. But as I was learning about WIPN, I thought, oh, I must mark this date so I kind of saved the date, because the conference looked amazing, what you did last year, and I thought I want to make sure I can get to this one in August. So I think it's great that you offer those annual conferences as well, because it's a great way to bring the members together and really deepen those relationships that they have made through Facebook and through some of the collaborations and joint ventures that that the members are doing already just through the nature of being part of WIPN.
Yeah, because we do a monthly growth call, and so a lot of women listen to those or they're on them. And we also do some share calls, and so then you're hearing these voices but you don't know them. And then when you do a meetup, you get to meet them and hug them, and you go, oh, my God, and you love them more. So meetups are important in today's world. We can do a lot online, but you need to, I don't know. And besides that, that's why we have pets. We like to love on things.
That's right.
You know, we're huggers and lovers and petters.
We are. You know, I just think it's so valuable to be part of a business industry group. That's always been part of our business goal at Hammond International and Team Toby is that we choose the business networks that are really going to give us an opportunity to meet new people that we're not currently connected with and to be able to help serve other people, because like your organization, that's part of our business philosophy. And also, how can we learn and grow with other businesses and do some fun, innovative approaches that we've never tried for business? And that's one of the benefits, I think, of being part of a networking group. And I hear from so many animal rescues and shelters and small businesses, Shauna, that it can be a tough go when we're in a business or in an industry and aren't feeling connected outside of our immediate circle. And so I think these networking and support type of activities and groups are so important so we don't feel alone and don't feel isolated in an industry.
You said it very well. I've had a lot of people that said, finally, you know, I've got someplace I could at least pick up the phone. And then let's talk for a minute, because we've got rescues and we've got a lot of nonprofits, and I don't have as many as I would like. And many times, our membership at this time is $97 a year. It's less than, you know, I think if you broke that down, that'd be like $8 a month or something.
So right, very
it's
reasonable.
It's one of the best, yeah, it's very reasonable. But on the other hand, people will say, well, I just don't have the money. And one of the things I like to tell them and tell everybody that's listening, whether you're a member or not, is you make it so as you say it. And I think that every rescue, the only way for us to help these pets is for us to actually treat things like a business. You know, dogs have got to be fed. And if I don't, it's not only my dogs, but my horses and my cat and every other thing. The one that's the least expensive is the fish. But if you look and say that they all have to be fed, animals don't get rescued unless there's some sort of fund. We've got to have the fund. And so one of the things that we're attempting to do is constantly talk about business. We're not focused predominantly on one or another. We're focused on how do you build a good business base.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter if you're it doesn't matter if you're a rescue or a retailer. If you build a good business base, when you're not begging people to give you money, you're actually providing value for what you're doing, and they get to see it, you won't have money problems.
Yeah.
So that's the first thing
that's
I would like to say.
That's a great philosophy.
Let's invest in learning your systems or how you're going to go out and do your rescue better, and then you will not have the problems that you've had in the past where you have to say, I can't afford that.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's a great recommendation you brought up when it comes to the nonprofit world. And I've had some interesting conversations with some of our friends and colleagues at animal rescues and shelters and some of the different nonprofit groups that service the animal world. And the ones that seem to be really thriving is what you've just said, Shauna. They've kind of taken a business model approach, and it's allowed them to build stronger relationships with corporations and small businesses who come on board to provide either financial support or services in kind, or choose them as their annual giving campaign recipient.
Yep.
And so I think there's a lot to be said about how we can take a nonprofit organization and apply some of those business practices and business approaches to really create more longevity in that nonprofit.
Well, the best nonprofits are doing it. And so then,
right.
You know, so let's get, and then people go, but no, we're a rescue. I do this because I love to. But you can only love to for so long before your savings run out.
right. We've got to build that financial backing. That's right.
Yeah, so I love it too, but it still has to bring in some income, or we're not going to continue to offer the services. It's
right.
The way the world works. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, yay.
Yeah, well, I just appreciate that nonprofits and profit businesses get to be part of this network, because everyone can learn from everyone else. We all have something to contribute and share. And like you said, that's a big part of what makes this network so darn successful. We are talking to Shauna Hsu, who is a certified speaking professional and is leading up the Women in the Pet Industry Network. The website again, Shauna, if you can give that out one more time, how people can find you and follow you.
Just exactly like you said, womeninthepetindustry.com.
Wonderful. And they're on Facebook.
Leave the network part off of the
website. Right.
Yeah.
womeninthepetindustry.com is the website. You can find them on Facebook, all the social media sites. Make sure you get on, check out the website. If you know someone that this is a great fit for, please pass it on and connect them to Shauna. And if it's a great fit for you, I'd love to see you join too, because I'm really enjoying it. And Shauna, I want to thank you for, again, being such a welcoming host to Women in the Pen Industry Network. And thanks for being on the show.
Well, you're welcome, and you're doing great stuff here. And I know you're going to interview members, and what a gift you are to the world. So thank you for what you do.
Thank you, Shauna, and I can't wait to meet you in person in August at your annual conference, if not sooner.
Perfect.
Thanks, Shauna.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. It's Charmaine Hammond, and we always appreciate you joining us on Positive Radio. It's hard to believe that 2013 is almost over. My gosh, I don't know about you, but I'm trying to figure out where it went. You know, one of the things we always talk about is what's on your bucket list? What are the things that you want to do and accomplish? And now's the time to take stock of what your past year has been like and start to think about what you've got going on for the upcoming year. And of course, I want to do a big shout out for all of my U.S. friends and wish you an early Thanksgiving, wishing you a wonderful, wonderful holiday at this Thanksgiving season. And it just reminds me to take stock about what we're grateful for today. Thank you all for joining us on Positive Radio. We're here the same Toby time, same Toby place, at Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. You can find us on Facebook at The Original Team Toby, and of course our webpage is theoriginalteamtoby.com. We're on Twitter, Team Toby and the number 2. Until next week, let's be kind to one another. Thanks for joining us.